In this bulletin, Julian Assange's wife and the Australian government responds to the approval of his extradition to the United States. A court in Japan rules the state was not liable for the 2011 Fukushima disaster. And in sport, England set a new one-day world record against the Netherlands. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. But first, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has highlighted updated climate ambitions for Australia at a forum of world leaders. He addressed United States President Joe Biden, who hosted the third virtual gathering of the Major Economies Forum. Mr. Biden called on major economies to commit to firmer climate and energy targets and condemned Russia's attack on Ukraine, saying it's fueling a global energy crisis which has pushed up inflation and threatens vulnerable countries. He says climate security and energy security go hand in hand.
Because we cannot afford to let the critical goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius slip out of our reach. And the science tells us that the window for action is rapidly narrowing, rapidly. Glasgow was just a kickoff for a decade of ambition, action and innovation.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were also among those participating in the forum. The wife of Julian Assange has vowed to fight and explore every possible legal option as British Interior Minister Priti Patel approved his extradition to the United States to face criminal charges. Mr. Assange is wanted by US authorities on 18 counts, including a spying charge relating to WikiLeaks' release of confidential US military records. Mr. Assange's wife, Stella Morris, pleaded to the Albanese government to stand up for its citizens and bring Assange home.
The Australian government will do whatever it takes to get him home. Whatever it takes. This is a political case. It has to be resolved at the highest levels. Let's stop pretending. There is no legality. The only thing on display is illegality.
Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs Penny Wong and Attorney General Mark Dreyfus noted Mr. Assange's right to appeal the decision. Japan's top court has ruled that the government was not liable for the 2011 Fukushima nuclear crisis. The court is dismissing thousands of evacuees' demands that the state pay compensation for damages inflicted. The ruling is the first Supreme Court decision on the government responsibility for the Fukushima disaster. The four-judge bench said the government cannot be held liable for the disaster because damage from the tsunami of that magnitude could not have been prevented. The lawyer representing thousands of plaintiffs, Izutaro Managi, decried the decision for being highly politicized.
We had been questioning whether the work of administrative officers had been done correctly in line with the objectives of the law before the incident, but the judges didn't answer that question at all. This ruling was highly politicized. The content of the verdict indicates that the government should not be held accountable because the incident would have happened anyway.
To the United States, where regulators have authorized the first COVID-19 vaccine shots for infants and preschoolers, paving the way for vaccinations to begin next week. The Food and Drug Administration's actions follow its advisory panel's unanimous recommendation for the shots for Moderna and Pfizer. That means around 18 million American kids under 5 years of age are eligible for the shots. For weeks now, the Biden administration has been preparing to roll out the vaccines for little kids, with states, tribes, community health centres and pharmacies pre-ordering millions of doses. And the Eurovision Song Contest is likely to be held in the United Kingdom this year. Organisers deem it too risky for this year's winners, Ukraine, to host it due to the war. The decision has disappointed officials in Kyiv. Decades-long tradition dictates that the winner of the contest gets to host it the following year, but organisers say security cannot be guaranteed, therefore the runner-up, the UK, could host. To sport, where England have scored a world record 4 for 498 runs against the Netherlands in a one-day international match. The previous ODI record was 6 for 481 runs by England against Australia 4 years ago, and now that has been eclipsed. Jos Buttler missed out on breaking his own record for the fastest century by an England batter by just one ball, finishing unbeaten on 162 runs off 70 balls. Australian Matthew Mott is the New England white ball coach. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.